The European Commission has confirmed this lunchtime that talks between the EU and the UK on the Northern Ireland Protocol will resume this week. The talks will be the first since February, when Boris Johnson was still British Prime Minister. Our reporter Tony Connolly has the story for us. He's on the line from Brussels. Tony, who's going to be meeting who what are they going to be talking about, and what's the significance of the fact that the two sides are now re-engaging at this technical level?
Well, Brian, we've had a lot of talk over the past few weeks about a reset with the election of Liz Truss as Prime Minister. And then, of course, the death of Queen Elizabeth II added a new moment of solemnity and reflection, I think, in relations between Ireland and the UK and at a wider level between the UK and the European Union. So there has been a bit of a speculation that talks would get underway, and we've had confirmation this morning from the European Commission that these technical talks will start this week. Now, we don't know exactly what they're going to talk about. There may even have to be some talks about talks as to what the ground rules will be, what the kind of engagement will be. I'm told it's going to be at official level. It could be virtual. I don't know if it's going to be person to person in Brussels or London. One issue that they could talk about, which is quite pressing, is the issue of 25% on steel tariffs on steel products moving from Great Britain to Northern Ireland. The EU has asked for data from the UK as to how much steel is moving to see if there's a solution that can be found. But I think that this will be the preliminary encounter, if you like, that should start a much more political and technical discussion on the Northern Ireland Protocol.
Has there been a detectable change in the whole mood around these engagements, Tony? We've seen the apology just in the last couple of days from the arch-Brexiteer, now Northern Ireland Minister Steve Baker. We have Liz Truss planning to go to Prague, isn't it, later this week and next weekend for this informal meeting of European leaders. In Brussels, do they detect a new willingness to engage?
Well, certainly there's been a willingness to go for a reset and not to judge Liz Truss on her previous positions on the Northern Ireland Protocol Bill, but certainly to give her a chance to have a reset and to come back to the table to discuss the process. And I think, too, the European Union have signalled that they are willing to go further than the proposals they produced last year, what we call the October proposals, which dealt with flexibilities around the protocol, that if the UK comes back to the table, they can certainly go further than those proposals. So there is a new mood of optimism, and that has been crystallised, I think, in meetings between Simon Coveney and Chris Heaton-Harris, the Northern Secretary, last week. And of course, again, there's going to be a meeting of the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference this week in London. Helen McEntee, Simon Coveney going to that, Chris Heaton-Harris again, and Steve Baker, who you mentioned, will be there in attendance as well. That was a forum that was kind of neglected under Boris Johnson. The fact that they're meeting again is seen as significant.
Tony Connolly in Brussels, thanks for that.